Good day, listeners, and welcome to Digital Pandemonium, a comical cultural zeitgeist of a podcast with your host, Harrison Godzilla, and his group of moronic maniacs that he calls his friends. Join the squadron of these young gentlemen as they interview a guest star. So please, prepare for chaos and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Digital Pandemonium Podcast. I am Harrison. I'm here with Gabe, and we have a guest star today, Twitch streamer Mickey.
Hello.
Welcome to this absolutely dumpster fire of a podcast. Yeah.
We'll be fine. I'm sure.
We'll be absolutely fine. Anyway, so Darren will possibly be on a lot later. Ed, I did not hear back from. I think he said he's out skiing or something.
Man's what? Called. Imagine leaving your house.
I know, right?
Couldn't be me.
Imagine
the reason I ever leave my house is because I'm going to college. That's
I'll just
it.
Sit in my Minecraft creeper chair that was totally not $600.
Wow.
Good financial decisions. Yeah, good financial decisions, if I say so myself. And as I said, Andrew is probably as usual. Gabe, look at that hair, that hairdo. It looking great.
I can't see it. I'm blind. Oh, wow.
Nerd's
okay.
Glasses on.
Yeah.
Man.
For distance, but I feel like I'm going blind.
Gabe, you're, like, much younger than I am, and it feels like you're just becoming, like, more elderly. Do we need to put you in a nursing home?
No.
it was the story. Just a freaking monkey. Oh, my God. That was so good. Just
saw
the,
nothing.
Okay.
You didn't see anything. That was great. That was great. Anyway, so, man, we're just derailing. Anyway, how's everyone doing on this fine Saturday night?
I'm okay.
I have grease all over my arm. I don't know if you can see. I washed off most of it. I was elbow deep in my car earlier.
Whoa.
Replacing my exhaust.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Stinky. We didn't finish.
Oh. Oops.
This was me earlier.
No way. That's cool.
Yeah, I replaced
Twitch
my exhaust.
Twitch streamer and a mechanic.
Mechanic. Not successful, but I tried. Will my car start? Who knows?
I'm going to have to replace my alternator on my Honda. The alternator.
Wait, you said your Honda? What's wrong with it?
I'm noticing that the engine revs every time the turn signal blinks. I'm like, oh, okay. So, it is the original alternator on it, so it's 20 years old, so it's about time.
He just came in to talk about the car because we have to pick up some parts tomorrow. What good timing.
Good, man. It's just, yeah, we're just talking about cars. And
He can smell car talk.
He said we have to go to AutoZone tomorrow, and I'm like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, my car's doing fine. It's just a Toyota Camry, although I feel, what was it? My mom broke the freaking, what was it, the cruise control? She snapped it, and I'm like, Mom.
What?
How did you do that?
Wait, how do you snap with cruise control?
It just went. She just, the lever on the tire just went, and I'm like, Mom, what did you do?
How hard
you
did
you have
hit
a whole
the cruise
lever
control?
For you have a whole lever for just cruise control?
Yeah, on the side of the wheel. Then again, my car was
is
made
like,
2002. Yeah, yeah. We press the button and then you pull the lever to do the cruise control.
Oh,
okay.
Wait. So on this podcast, what do we typically like to talk about? Do we talk about like? Daily news, or we just kind of chat and hang out.
We chat. We talk about whatever floats our boats and make some dumb, dark humor.
Okay, because I have some interesting news that recently came out.
Okay.
So Stanley, you know Stanley Cups. Everyone's been crazy over them.
God.
Target's been. So recently, it came out that Stanley manufactures their cups, and during the manufacturing process, they use a very toxic metal that it still has remnants of it in the cup. So when you go in and test it, it's positive. That metal is lead.
Oh,
high
well, my
concentration
sister's gonna get lead
of
poisoning
lead.
Then.
Yes. So there's multiple videos of people doing like at home tests of cups, and every single Stanley cup has come out with positive for lead contaminants.
Oh my god.
Strong
gosh.
Lead contaminants. Not just like, oh, here, there, like pencil lead. Oh, no. Full on lead. So there's that.
Wow. That is unfortunate. Speaking of like stuff that's been going on, like it's just so funny, like all the recent like weird shit that's like come out. Like, what was the video that I was dying of? Oh, it was the guy. It was that the. Have you guys seen the video with the judge and then the when the guy
the
was found guilty?
Jumping. Yeah.
The guy did like a Five Nights at Freddy's 2 like jump scare.
Oh,
like,
when he found out that he was guilty and he just like launched himself at judge, yeah. The woman.
He just
got
went
absolutely flattened. Her hair went.
It looked like, as I said, it looked like the Foxy jump scare from FNAF 2. Just like, I'm
wait,
surprised.
That doesn't mean to edit.
Just a freaking scream. I'm pretty sure there's one out there. I'm just amazed how he cleared all that like freaking debts where the judge.
Yeah, he cleared that floor. Wow. Like he had a pair of rockets on his feet or something.
The man should be like in the like for that. Man should
what
be playing
good
basketball.
Did he think would come of that? Did he think he's getting a short? Oh, sorry that you trampled me. So clearly, you are deserving of a less long sentence or not guilty. Actually, what did he expect to come out of that? That there was no thought process behind that. It was an absolute
launched
monkey
himself.
Move, man. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna get 5 extra years from doing this, but it's worth it. What?
Judge went and threw the whole book at him afterwards.
Wait, did she actually?
No, not literally throwing the book.
Oh, figuratively.
I mean, like, yeah.
I was like, dang, she fighting
that.
That
would be funny, though.
She just grabs the Bible or something. Just
no, the book of... Oh, actually, that would be too heavy if she threw a law book at him. But a Bible will do.
A Bible would do. And what was the other crazy thing that came out? The freaking Jewish tunnels in New York City.
Oh,
wait,
no.
I didn't hear much about that. I saw it on Twitter, but no one explained it. So I just heard Jewish tunnels and I was like, okay.
I know.
Well,
like, I've been seeing memes of it everywhere, but never in any explanation.
So apparently, I think I know a little bit about this. So apparently, this happened during the pandemic when, you know, the Jewish like community in New York City could not go to the synagogue. So what they did was they dug a tunnel underneath New York City to go to the synagogue. I was like,
that's some shit the Amish would pull. Like, have you ever seen the Amish move a house?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Where we live, it's basically Amish country. We like, there's Amish everywhere, like where we are pretty much. So we kind of see it daily.
I respect the Amish. It's really difficult because sometimes I treat them as normal people, but it's really hard because it feels like I'm not supposed to look at them.
Yeah, it's
like,
really
like
weird.
A curse almost. I'm like pretend they're not there. Pretend they're not there. They'll curse you.
The only special thing you really need to do is if you're on the road, keep a distance between your car and the horse so it doesn't freak out the horse.
Do they actually that's illegal. Isn't it illegal to put horses on the road?
Nope, not here. Not in Pennsylvania.
Damn.
It's everywhere. And they kind of do. I mean, no Amish is going to watch this podcast. I mean, who like
the ones who hide the phones?
The ones that hide the phones. But apparently, and then they get shunned. But apparently, I heard they don't treat their horses very well. And so, like, the horses are, like, you know, very, like very malnourished and stuff.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are. And. You like you'll hear like actually like what was it? Amish kids would actually like sneak out like so and go to like find like they somehow make connections and then they go to like whatever their connections and actually drive a car because you know they want to learn how to drive a car but you know they're
oh yeah there's a bunch of that stuff where they literally just want freedom. They literally just want to be able to do things because they're tired of churning butter all day. I'd be tired too, waking up at the same day every day making pizza from scratch. Grabbing eggs from chicken coops, churning the butter, going to bed.
And yeah,
building
Sunday.
Whole barns.
Building whole barns. But at least they play volleyball every Sunday.
Huh?
What?
Oh, yeah. Ours, yeah, around here, where we are, the Amish, like, when they're doing church and the kids, like, you know, have nothing to do, they'll just play volleyball. Like, I literally pass an Amish... I pass an Amish farm, and literally they have a volleyball net set up, and there's these kids, like...
Did they make it?
I don't know. Maybe they
did. The Amish daycare program.
Do the Amish go to the store?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they definitely... Yeah, we've seen them, like
the fresh market, or do they buy... Do they not buy plastic things?
I feel like they do.
I treat it as like off-grid living almost, like where they have to like make everything from scratch. If they want a pencil, they have to get the graphite themselves in the mines and make their own pencil.
Oh no, they can just walk into your local Target and get that.
Oh, that's so not immersive.
I know, but the only thing is that they can't operate machinery.
What do they classify as machinery?
Like, what
moves without horses, basically. Like, like a car, anything that's, like, electrically driven.
Like, not even, like, drills, like, anything, like you know, like,
hand
actual, like,
drills.
Yeah, all that.
What about an incline?
A what?
An incline.
You know, have you ever, remember in, like, middle school and, like, early high school, how they taught you about the simple tools? Like how there's a screw, there's an incline, there's the... Those are classified definitively as machine.
Hmm.
So technically speaking, they can't be using those. Or he's doing the research.
Yeah, Gabe's our research man. He loves doing his research.
Yes.
Hey man, why do you have a box of tissues behind you? I just saw that at It's just a question, you know.
I know, but Harrison's laughter made me think not innocently anymore.
No, he uses to clean his Luger. That's what he does.
His what?
Oh, Gabe has a Luger.
What's a Luger?
It's a gun.
Oh.
A German gun.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, bang.
Ah, I have to promise.
Yeah.
I see.
No, actually, I'm sick.
You've been dealing with a lot of sicknesses lately, Gabe. Like,
yeah, just when break started, I was just getting over some wicked cold, and now break ended, and I have one again.
it is around that time where people are going to start getting sick again because of the weather warming
but
up.
But I have this guy right here to keep me company, so.
Wait, is that a cat? Is that a cat pillow?
I don't know
I think it's
is.
A cat with its mouth open.
Yeah. You can, like, stick your whole hand in there. It's funny. Oh, there goes my phone. Like, you can stick your whole hand inside
it. That does not look kosher.
No, it's...
Wait, so what do you... How do you lay on it if there's a hole in it? Do you stick your head in? Like, you burrow into it?
I can't stick my head in there, but...
oh.
I don't know. It's... They call them squishmallows or something.
Oh, that's cute. Those are cozy.
And I won that at an arcade.
Ooh, book
friend of mine.
Speaking of that, do you know what I want to talk about? Pal World, real quick.
Pal World.
What?
It's basically Pokemon, but with guns and slavery.
What?
It's so good. Oh my gosh. It's everything that Pokemon should have been. Everything.
And it's blowing up. Like, it blew up, like, the minute it was, like, released.
Is this, like,
a
recent thing?
Palmon has exceeded, I think, 8 million copies within the past 2 weeks from last time I checked. And it is the second most popular Steam thing ever bought. Second most.
Wow.
Ever. Is what I've read.
Huh. Well, I'm... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's literally, it's so great because the thing is, I think Pokemon's actually going to take this as an initiative to stop actually half-assing their games and like pricing it at $60 when it's literally just a buggy. Like, for example, Arceus, Pokemon Arceus was supposed to be an open world game. We're supposed to be able to do the exact same thing as Pal World, but it was super buggy. It wasn't very variety driven. You couldn't really do much. You couldn't build a house. You couldn't do this. You just had to run around and catch Pokemon and evolve them. That's really it. That's all Arceus was, and it was too buggy to really work anything out. They hyped it up for a year and a half, and then that's it. But Pal World is literally, It's like Minecraft, Ark, Pokemon, of course, and Pokemon Arceus all combined into one.
Wow. Yeah, with a lot of people
like a Genshin Impact aesthetic.
Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. And it's like, I mean, and now there's like stuff going around. There's like controversies now. Apparently, like Nintendo's now up in arms about it. Like, but then again, Nintendo's a very lawsuit friendly company. Let's be real here.
They like throwing it out. They love throwing out lawsuits.
I mean, there was a point where you couldn't even stream Mario on like Twitch
or
something.
Yes, I remember that. They'd copy strike people on YouTube.
Yeah, and still, there's still some very, they're very strict about certain things mm-hmm. still, like when it comes to, like, you know, their game content.
They shut down the biggest Smash Bros. Tournament? The biggest Smash Bros. Tournament, like, ever. They shut it down because of copyright. But that's literally, like, your whole entire community that you just shut down.
I was
down
about to say, like, if anything, it's promoting it. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I don't know. Nintendo's just, they're really straight and honestly, like, which sucks because, you know, Mario's great. I love the Mario games and I haven't played the Zelda games, but I know a lot of people, they have an enduring fan base, but like, man, but
they
yeah,
they need to get there with the times.
They do. And also what's the other thing that people are up in arms of? They're now accusing Power World of using like AI or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah. But it was very quickly.
Gabe, you're okay.
Uh-oh, what did I do?
Gabe, did you fondle your...
Hold on, I can fix this.
Gabe, you're a mechanic. You are an engineer, my friend. You should.
I am engineer, yes. I'm going to school for engineering computer-aided drafting. I think I can fix this. Okay, we're back.
Palworld, so some guy who was like... I don't know, some guy on YouTube who was very intelligent on assets building... And he did some for very popular games. He explained like how you build Palworld Pokemon or Palworld Pals. And he said how it was, you could easily just very quickly like deny the whole entire AI generated thing. And also the fact that there's a specific term he used, but it's basically the way that they're constructed, that the pals, he compared it to the Pokemon. In terms of like the brushes that they use and like in certain asset building places, things, apps. And he's like, yeah, no, you can't pursue a lawsuit with this technically because it's by definition nothing like Pokemon.
Okay.
Which is, it was so super complicated because they were using terms that I do not know at all.
Yeah, legal stuff. Copyright systems are complicated to begin with. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Darren said he'll be on shortly, and that's funny. Power World, Hannah's streaming Power World soon, right now. That's funny. Speaking
Power
of
World
which,
who?
Hannah is streaming
oh,
Power World.
Oh, she's back?
Yeah, she's back, and also I want to showcase this real quick. Her Christmas gift to me came. This is what she got me.
That's a little late.
A little late, but you know, it is what it is.
What is it?
Aww.
It's Biollante from Godzilla vs. Biollante. I'm not sure if you can see on my camera, but there is my unholy Godzilla collection right there.
Not enough.
Not enough, yeah. It's called being a collector and a fan. It's my wallet's not
it's
happy
never
with
enough.
Me. Yeah, it's
like,
never
I just
enough.
Need
my
one more.
I need one more. And then another one. And then another one. Maybe a 5,000 more. Maybe I'll be...
Eventually,
that sound like...
Is that, oh, I forget what those are called.
It's a whisk.
A whisk, okay.
A whisk.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have one of those somewhere.
Mm.
It's for coffee that I don't drink.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I mean, I haven't played Power World yet, but I really want to. I know there it's since I have an Xbox, I know there it's on Game Pass, so I might as well just like get it. I know Andrew's playing it with some our IRL friends, and he says he loves it. I mean, it's basically, as we said, it's just Pokemon, but a little bit more accessible, I guess you can call that.
Yeah, and there's actual stuff to do aside from brainlessly running around and just catching Pokemon and evolving them. You can actually do shit, like build houses. You can, I don't know, you could just, there's more progressiveness to the game. You know
yeah.
I mean? That's really all it is.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I guess we could just go on since we have you on. I had a couple like questions for you to get started. So, all right. So, one question to start us off: what got you into content creation, like streaming and stuff? Like,
oh gosh. Okay. All right. Let's get started with this. So I got bullied. I've always been the weird kid. You know the weird kid in like school who would say something to kind of try to fit in, and you would think like that was a little awkward. So everyone just kind of it's an awkward silence after they say something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing where you look at them, and they're like, "There's a little bit socially not there." That was me. Yeah. Yeah, that was me for the longest time. And so I made friends. I had friends, but I never really vibed with them because I live in a small town in literally bumfuck Georgia. And so I kind of forced myself to hang out with people and all this kind of stuff, but it just never felt right. So I started playing a lot of CS and a lot of COD and a lot of GTA. Yep, GTA 5. I actually ran, when I was like 15 or 16, I ran a GTA 5 server on Kick with a bunch of 30 and 40-year-olds. I did not realize the intensity of that. Everyone bowed down to me like I was like the creator of GTA 5, and I should have had the biggest power trip ever. Like, people were DMing like, oh, I had this mod for you. I had billions of dollars in GTA 5 because of their modding. I had a whole society built.
Wow.
It was really weird. The amount of DMs I got from grown men, too, were really weird, too. But I think I never really realized how socially, like, disconnected I was from everybody in my school or, like, in my town until one day in seventh grade, this guy who everyone was flirting with, like, all the girls, like, oh, my God. He asked me for my kick, and I'm like, okay, have my kick. So I sent it to him. And I'm just chilling on Kick on my laptop because why would I use it on my phone? I'm using it on my laptop with my emulator. So he messages me, and then we're like, you know, like just chatting, like, hey, what's up? How you doing? All this kind of stuff. And he's typing like a fuckboy, you know what I mean?
We're in seventh grade, by the way.
And then he's like, I got a question for you though. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? Like my little quirky, like I type with like for example, like I would type me as M-E-H and I'd use XD. That's how I would type. None of my words made sense. So he's like, I have a question for you. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, are you freaky though? And I thought he meant, are you crazy? Like, you know, like, are you freaky? Like, are you wild? And I'm like, yeah. Like in all caps. I'm like, oh my God, XD. Like, yeah, I'm so crazy. Like I play these video games. And he left me on open. And I was like, whatever. But I understand now that he was asking for a different kind of freaky. But it's really weird because I wouldn't – it's so weird. So I just started just going to school to study. I'd be friends with my chemistry teacher who I still am in contact with because he would play D&D and we would play League and all this kind of stuff. So I sat at the League table during lunch. And then I just started playing more video games with people at school. And then I started streaming. Because I was like, yeah, I want to stream our games. So I started playing Apex with them, League, and I started streaming that kind of stuff. So my first games that I streamed was CS, Overwatch, Destiny 2, and Apex, the first season. That's how long ago it was. And then once it started kind of somewhat taking off, a bunch of people started messaging me from high school who I never talked to. And they were like, you know. You're kind of cool, you know. I'm basically the weird kid who had a glow up. And now people who would never talk to me, like, start messaging me. And I'm like, huh, that's a little weird. But, yeah, no, I literally just wanted friends.
Yeah, that's kind of weird because I have noticed that as well. Like, once I started actually, like, you know, doing my own films, getting, like, traction from it, and even this, I've noticed people, like, contacting me out of the blue. And yeah. It's weird.
It's like, you gave me your apple once in lunch, and now you're messaging me like we're best friends. Like, one girl, she messaged me, and it's like, she's cool, she's cute and all, but She I guess she was intoxicated or something. She messaged me one day while I was midstream. I'm muted. I'm like, hello, can I help you? And she's like, girl, it's so cool that you're a gamer girl now. I want to be just like you. I want to build a PC. And I'm like, okay, I'll help you. And then she's like, I just love that you're a gamer girl because that means you can suck dick under the desk when you're like helping your boyfriend and he's gaming.
The
and I'm
fuck?
Like, girl, I don't know what kind of gamer you think I am, but I'm not that kind of gamer.
Oh my God.
But I just laughed because she was just trying to talk, you know, but it was whatever.
Yeah. But look where you are now. It's just in that.
I'm getting. Listen, man, I just have a few more pictures and swords on my wall. There's no difference. And I have colored hair.
Very nice. That's cool. Like, what other game? Like, so mostly it was those games. Like, do you have, like, a favorite that you played? Like,
I mainly played. When I first started growing on stream, I mainly played Minecraft. That's when I went from like 5 viewers to 20, like 12 to 20, because that's when like all the main people in my Discord started coming in and hanging out because I opened up a 1 gig, or I think it was a 0.5 gig server that people could join, and I started getting people in the chat, and I'm like, oh, every single one of you guys can join. But you know, these servers that are free have a limit, a size limit, right? So I had maybe 20 people on like half a gig server. And so every other second, it would freeze for like 2 seconds. And it was the most comedic thing. So then I opened up a first official Minecraft server. And then that's when I started growing. But I started doing more variety stuff, like Who's Your Daddy or the Grandma Simulator one, where you're like a baby running around trying to kill yourself while your grandma's trying to stop you from dying. Random games, like not indie games, but very like smaller games like that. I was very variety-esque when I started growing.
Have you ever played that one called The Baby in Yellow, I think?
The Baby in Yellow?
The Demon Baby.
Oh, wait, I know what you're talking about. The little demon baby that runs around and you have to like collect like 8 of them or something? Something like that. And you have to burn them?
Yeah, but this baby's like possessed by like a demon or something, I think.
What the
I have a few of those, actually. I have a few. I think I know what you're talking about. One of them, you have to like burn him in the furnace or something, and they're running around, and if your friend dies, they become the baby. I think we're talking about different baby possession.
I'm pretty sure we are.
And look at that. Well, hey,
that
Darren.
Was a good time to come in.
What happened? Oh, look,
it's
a
Darren.
Baby.
Hey, Darren.
come back. I'm sorry, please.
Why is he in his garage?
Yeah, I was just going to ask the same thing.
Darren, what's up? Are you in your garage, my boy? Where do you... Oh, wow.
That
look
is
what
a
you...
nice chair. For yeah.
That's a
look
really
at that,
nice
Gabe. Look what you did. You upset Darren.
I'm
apologize.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Dang. I feel bad. Oh, he's adjusting his camera. He's not mad at me. Okay, not my fault.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least. Just drives to your house. Gabe, I'm mad at you!
Haha,
oh, you all live
gun
in
owner
Pennsylvania?
Now.
Oh, what?
You all live in Pennsylvania? Hmm?
I'm sorry, would you mind repeating the question, Aunt Mickey?
Are you all in Pennsylvania?
Yes, we live, like, pretty much in the same town. We all basically went to middle school together.
Yeah, not me.
Hi, Darren.
Hi, Darren.
Hello, Darren.
Now can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now we can hear you.
You're very quiet.
You're really quiet, though. You might have to, like, just go up, be up to your mic a little closer. Or you just...
By a lot.
Like, the whole way. The whole way.
Like, the whole way.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Better.
Honestly,
perhaps if you're a little bit more closer to the mic, actually, I think that'll be a lot better.
Hold it up like a celebrity, like in your on your mouth.
Hello.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm
perfect.
Here.
You got the Annie Pop filter on it.
Yes, I do.
Man, this is the most ghetto podcast I can think of. But anyway, it is what it is. But yeah, that's so. It is. So I heard you play Destiny 2. I mean, I'm a big Destiny 2 player with my Andrew, who always tries to convince Gabe to get it.
No, not doing it.
Oh, gosh. It's a lot to get into. Primarily because...
That's what I'm worried about.
If you have a lot of games to balance, Destiny 2 isn't your kind of game. Because let's say, for example, an expansion comes out. If you are not no-lifing it, like, instantly, right after the expansion comes out, you are behind.
Yeah, that is true. That is fair. It's like that. It is... Yeah, Destiny, there's a lot... Yeah, but I focus on that, but I mostly focus on Monster Hunter, and that's my all-time favorite game franchise. I love Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter's fire. I like a lot of MMOs.
Hmm. What the fuck was that?
Hello?
Ouch.
You have a mouse in your headphones? What was that?
Well, now I have, like, tinnitus now, thanks to that. Okay.
He's gonna put them on for sale. He wasn't even gonna listen.
Oh, my God. What the... Game, what the frick is that? That sounds like... Oh.
Please don't do that. My ears hurt now.
We're good.
You know what? We'll just deal with that.
It's Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's what I wanted to somewhat talk about. So... Oh, no. My gosh, Darren, I can hear your fan. It's so freaking fun.
No, it's my computer. It's not...
Oh, is this computer fan? Well, technically, you're still right. It's a computer fan.
There's something called I can... it's called post-production. Anyway,
can use Harrison's pro editing skills.
Exactly.
Yes. Anyway, Gabe or Darren even, do you have any questions before I... Say another one? Well, then again, Darren, just showed up. You just showed up.
Any questions about what?
Just for her, Mickey. I'm just waiting for the most random bullshit.
How long have you been streaming for?
Oh, ooh. Gosh. I started streaming, I believe, in... early 2018, but I only started consistently streaming in late 2019, because I would stream like once a month, and I'm like, that's a really good schedule. Once a month is really good. And then all of a sudden I just started streaming every other day, and that's still the same exact schedule I keep to this day.
Yeah. That's how you pretty much have to grow now with a lot of these. Like, you have to be consistent with a lot.
Very consistent. You have to be consistent and communicate.
Yeah,
it do be like that. Let me look through anything. I get one thing that I also had was another question here. Is something that you didn't expect to happen with your career, with choosing this?
Money.
Like, what was something that you did not expect to happen? Like, it can be anything. Like, something that caught you by surprise by doing this.
I think really... everything, gaining like a sort of independence, because I am an immigrant and I'm under DACA. I've never really had any sort of independence. All of it was kind of dictated by the government and by my parents. I'm not allowed to get a license. I'm not able to get a job. I'm not able to travel or get on a plane or any of that. That means I'm not able to get money or get any sort of, like, you know, I was just kind of living here. If I wanted to get some food, I'd have to ask my parents for food. If I wanted to get, like, a game or something, I'd have to ask my parents for a game. So I wouldn't really... Like, back then, if we go back to, like, a VOD of when I first started streaming, this was the same room. There was a mattress leaning on that wall. It was an orange room, empty. It's a dining room. And so when I started streaming, I actually started getting, like, you know, a little bit of benefits finance-wise. Not a lot, but it gave me... the ability to be like, I can get food right now if I wanted to. Which is so weird. You're like, of course, you know what? But the fact that I'm able to actually dictate for myself that I can go out and buy something that I want, of course, within range, financial, intelligent, whatever it is, I don't know. good financial decisions. within those good financial decisions, I can actually, it's just the idea that I can actually kind of dictate what happens in my life through money. Sometimes it feels really nice because I lack a lot of independence. So getting that back from having a community that benefits and supports me in that kind of way really means a lot.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Also, weird people who are like big on like any social media hitting me up and being really weird. Like some big streamers. So obviously, this was a few years ago, but like big streamers would hit me up and they'd be, I'd be like, oh, dude, I freaking look up to you. That's super cool. And then it'd be some weird motherfuckers and be saying some weird sus shit. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. I'm outies.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. I don't fuck with it.
I bet.
Like,
I mean,
I'll buy you a plane ticket to get out here to Cali. And I'm like, no.
That sounds...
Very suspicious.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah, I'd rather live.
Yeah, I'd rather not get AIDS. Thank you.
I mean, no want age anyway.
Yeah.
I'm actually also kind of interested. I know this a little bit, like, because how I discovered you specifically was basically from Hannah. I was originally in Hannah's community, and then some friends, online friends, like, were also in your community and said, hey, you should check her out. I'm like, okay, I did. Found you really funny because you have my same sense of dumbass humor.
The ones that make no sense.
The ones that make absolutely no sense or just really dark for no reason.
Yeah. That's,
I gotta tell this on here. This was my favorite interaction on stream when there was this really creepy guy in chat who was like saying some like
cute girls for me.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was so freaking funny. Like,
he's like, is that your natural hair or did you dye it? And I'm like, because he was crying about me being mean because his mom died. How was I supposed to know his mom died, first of all? And so he's like, cute hair, did you dye it? And I'm like, no, but your mom did. Or something like that.
And then, what was he saying? He said he liked cute petite girls or something.
Yeah!
I'm like, and I was like, yeah, why don't... And then I'm like, and he was talking about being Christian, like speaking as a Christian myself, and we don't, like... And then he was like saying like stuff like, I go on like PH and that weird crap. And then I was like... And he said that, and you know what? My comment was great. I'm like, you know what? God's not happy with you being a well known member on Epstein's Island. Get out of here!
No, we don't welcome that here. Go away.
Yeah. I'm trying to find cute girls for me. Is it just called cute girls for me? Because didn't I copy and paste the whole entire chat log on?
I think you did, and then put it in your Discord. That I was like. What was funny, like, who was on it? Everybody that I knew, like, friends, like, everyone was on, like, basically just shitting
the
on this guy.
The things he was saying was so I forgot what he was saying. He was saying also something about, I wish I remembered his exact username so I could just pull up his chat logs.
Yeah.
But he was saying something about the government in China, I think, at some point, and, like, being brain-rotted?
I don't know. That man was on... I don't know what was going on with that. There was so much this guy was... And we just gave us more things to rag him on with. It was just...
He kept giving us more ammo. I'm like, man, listen, stop it. Stop.
I'm like, you're just giving us more ammo to just screw you over even more. But that was freaking hilarious. That was just, like, just having fun. I just hop into VC and you're like, guys, look at Mickey's chat. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, looking in. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pile in on here.
Yeah, and it's super nice.
Yeah, and then and that's when I made the Epstein joke.
Oh my gosh. It's nice because I stopped, you know, although I like being there for people, I do Mental Mondays, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I also, it's not my job to coddle somebody. So if someone says something out of pocket, I'm not going to be like, oh, he's learning all this kind of stuff. I don't care. That's not my job. Somebody else can do that. But I'm going to bully you because you're being a fucking idiot. That's it. Like, then people are like, oh, that's so toxic, you're gonna get canceled. I'm like, okay, cancel me, bitch. I don't care. I'm being real. This man's being weird. He's saying he likes petite girls. Who's petite? Yeah. Who are small girls? Under 18, minors.
Yeah. Then, trust me, the stuff we said on this podcast, we would get canceled. Anyway, if Twitter found us out, if Twitter really found us, especially Gabe here, oh man, we'd be gone.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that's why you build a community who doesn't give a fuck about things.
Yeah.
Because like, then you can't get canceled because they'll still be there.
Yeah. And also, it helps that we don't have a Twitter account, nor do we ever will, because screw that.
Yeah, anyway. Twitter's stupid. I mainly just got it because I started streaming.
Yeah, I know it's good to help, like, you grow, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, I went on Twitter once, and I'm like, and I saw a bunch of, like, it was during, like, the Dream controversy stuff, and I'm like, yeah, this is not for me. The, like, Minecraft's Dream SMP fans like getting mad over something, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I luckily was able to kind of filter out my Twitter, so now it's just like random like fights. But every once in a while, like for example, I just opened up Twitter and it says school bus driver almost kills young girl after not realizing her backpack was caught in the door. Oh, she's just driving away while the kids she's running now. But she's getting dragged by the bus.
What?
Her backpack is caught in the door, and she's... Oh my gosh! She's still going!
Hey, that's one way to get places, I guess. I don't know. That's some weird... Gabe, what you typing?
How do you know I'm typing?
Because I can hear it, Gabe.
We can hear your membrane-ass keyboard.
Oh.
It's
here, watch this.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You can't hear me. Nah, you can't.
Darren, what are you
saying? Sorry, I hope that wasn't too disruptive. I didn't know you could hear that.
No. It's fine. I was just calling you out. Yeah. Anyway, how can we carry this on? This is like a little bit let me just...
What? Okay, yeah, just type a... Can you type
anyway? He's tweeting a tweet longer. That's what he's doing. So I guess, like, what are some, like, other, like, hobby stuff that you... Like, I know you, like, we kind of talked about cars. Like, what got you into cars? Like, in vehicles?
My dad. So I grew up... we first came to the U.S. when I was, like, 5 or 6. Why are you laughing, bro? Who are you laughing at?
Wow. This just...
What the... Okay. What is anyways, happening? We came to the U.S. when we were like 5 or 6. When I was 5 or 6. And the first thing we bought with the credit card was their bike. And my dad has been a mechanic for motorcycles and all that kind of stuff ever since. And so he's always liked cars and stuff, so I kind of just started working on cars but mainly dirt bikes. I dirt bike raced until maybe like 14, 15, and then it got really expensive, and then we sold the dirt bikes, and just over time I kind of dropped it for a little bit, but over time I got into cars because my dad got more into cars rather than motorcycles, and then I just started fucking with shit, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy a motorcycle. So I bought a motorcycle, and I got a Z4, and I'm working on it. Do I know what I'm doing half the time? No. But I like to pretend.
Fuck it, we ball.
That's how you learn. You end up just fucking up a lot and type shit. But I really like it. I really like it because it's almost like it's a break from everything else, in a sense. Like, it's a break from school and social media. Like you can't be scrolling through social media and working on your car, so it kind of forces you away from that.
Yeah.
Like, all you're thinking about at that time is, where is my fucking 10 millimeter socket? Where is my wrench? Why is it so cold?
10 millimeter.
Why is this so difficult? Why is this bolt so difficult to break? Stuff like that. So you don't have any time to think about how sad your life is.
It's always the 10 millimeter that goes missing.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh! I was and looking as soon as you buy a new day, one, like,
you find the other one. Listen, I have a BMW. So BMWs have belly pans. And so imagine working on your car and dropping the 10 mil in the belly pan. Now you have to lift the car, go under, take off the belly pan, and get your socket.
Gabe's and you know getting what, visible what, pain from this.
You know what size you need to open up the belly pan?
What?
A 10 mil.
My Honda is mostly 10 millimeter.
Yeah. Today I was taking off my exhaust. And so there's bridles, right, that hold your downpipes, the exhaust pipes, onto the downpipes, right? So it's two per – I have two downpipes, so it's two exhausts. So the bridles are the bolts that go on to connect the downpipes to the exhaust. So it's a 13 size here, 13 size here, 13 size here. And in the back, shoved in the back, is another screw. It's the fourth one because there's two in each. And I'm sitting here for like 15 minutes. I'm like, I can't get it. Maybe I just can't reach it. So we grab like a skinnier, longer socket. Still can't get it. And I'm like, what the heck? So I tell my dad, and he's like, what the heck? It's a 12. One out of four of the screws is a 12, and three out of four is a 13.
It's stupid.
Yeah, but I think it's primarily because it was too small to fit a 13 back there, so they've shoved a 12 in there. Eh. It's stupid.
Car stuff.
But like I'd rather complain about this than being heartbroken. You know what I mean?
Understandable.
Your car can heartbreak you, but you can just fix it right up. You know what I mean?
Very true. Very true.
Unless it blows up.
Especially stuff in college. Oh my god!
Well, then give it a new heart.
Yeah, just a few $1,000. You know, yeah. Just LS swap it. What is that? $1,600 right there? More than $1,600.
But...
3 to 4.
Eh, I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy. Just hammers all the pistons in.
Yeah, voila, brand new.
Yeah, just don't start it up.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just going to kind of reiterate what I just said.
All right. I was just because we mentioned about college, well, I totally forgot. What were you going to college for, Amy?
Biology and neuroscience. I have a pre-med concentration. So I'm studying biology and neuroscience and getting my bachelor's and going into graduate school sometime soon. So I'm going to become an internal medicine doctor. Although that is a very long path. So in between then, I'm probably going to get a few certifications here and there, work at a hospital, maybe even EMT, all that kind of stuff. It's a long trip for a few years, but you know, I have a big passion in medicine. I have a really big passion in medicine. And it's really nice to be able to explain to people how your bodies work. Like, did you guys know when your balls get cold, they shrink, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know why they shrink?
No, I do not.
So basically, in order for your body to make sperm, which happens in your balls, in the testicular sac, right? Mm-hmm. It has to be a certain temperature. That's why whenever you're cold, you just stick your hand in your pants and it is warm as fuck, right?
Yeah.
But in order to continue production, it has to remain at that temperature. But they're exposed and out of the body. So can you, just a little quiz, can you come up with the second warmest place on your body?
Like exterior, like something
interior.
Like that? Or I want to guess like the stomach area or something, like somewhere in that.
Yeah. So whenever you're cold, what your balls do is they retract back up into your abdomen.
Yeah.
So
damn.
They leave your sac to continue production of sperm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's amazing how the
so whenever you get hit, your balls go back up into your abdomen, and you have the chance of it not coming back down, which is why people say you can't have kids anymore, is because they don't come back down. And that's why people say your balls drop, because your balls do drop. Literally, not figuratively, literally they do drop because of hormones and you go into puberty, meaning that your voice also drops. That's why people say, oh, your balls dropped, because they literally did drop from your abdomen to your testicular sac.
Wow. Do you know what this reminds me of, Gabe? Remember the freaking at the party when we were drunk as hell and then all of a sudden like they were talking about like how... What was the party? You know what I'm talking about, Gabe?
Conversation again. The vagina is a self-cleaning organ. Yes, it is.
Oh, gosh. Wait, yeah, what kind of...
No, someone was saying that, you know, it's smelly in there, and then Gabe just all of a sudden, out of his drunk coma, just yells, the vagina is a self-cleaning organ.
You do not clean it yourself.
You don't. You don't shove soap up in there.
No.
A lot of girls do that, and then they wonder why they smell like fish, and it's like, girl, because you shove soap in there. Are you kidding me? Stop fucking the soap. It's not supposed to go in there. It's supposed to be water in there.
Yeah, it's that was something. Anyway, like
that was a weird conversation. I came out of my drunken state to give him factual
and who's to blame for that? Who's to blame for that?
That whole conversation.
I don't know. They were going on about. They're just. I forget
his name.
Whenever I do get intoxicated, I do start talking about science a lot, just because that's all that takes. When I'm not at the gym or streaming, I'm studying all the freaking time.
College life, baby.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming, and a lot of people don't understand, and they're like, why don't you just check it? Do you really have that much homework? And I'm like, guy, I have 7 hours of homework a day, even on the weekends. And they're like, I'm a business major, and I don't have that much. And I'm like, yeah, because you're a business major. You guys color. That's it. You guys, maybe the hardest thing you do is go on Excel and calculate some things. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, imagine having to schedule a time where you go into the lab, you breed a bunch of flies, count every individual fly and sex them, going onto Excel and chi-squaring them, and then finding the genotypes and phenotypes of the next breed and seeing the accuracy of it. For literally one credit.
Yeah. Yeah, people, like... I mean, being a film major, like, sure, it's not as, like, you know, paperwork heavy, but, like, there's still a lot of work. Like, I have to,
there's
like,
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot. Like,
yeah.
How much for you, like, for your engineering thing? I know engineering is pretty much, it sucks your soul out from what I've
heard. A lot of calculus.
Sometimes, there are responsibilities that are involved. Like, for example, if you manufacture a part and that part kills someone, you're liable for it. But, you know, if you do your research and your studies and crap and pay attention, then there's most likely that won't happen.
Yeah, we messed with Wabane last semester in animal physiology. And what Wabane does is it basically, your muscles work with the sodium potassium pump, basically meaning that you need to reach an action potential in order for your muscles to actually flex. Or for your neurons. I'm explaining this in very dumbed down terms, but you need to reach sodium on the outside, potassium on the inside, negative, positive. Whenever there's a it's actually even, but when there's an influx of sodium on the outside because of the postsynaptic cleft releasing that sodium, it makes a very strong positive negative charge, which then creates energy. And that's how your muscles kind of... But Wabane, what it does, it's a chemical that blocks that postsynaptic response. So what it does, you know what happens when your muscles can't contract or response or move?
Oh. Huh.
What happens to your body if your muscles can't move? Your body can't move. What is that called?
You mean paralysis. Like if you like sit on your leg for a while and there's no blood flow and it goes numb?
No, that's not. More so, every single thing that's moving in your body is functioning through the sodium potassium pump. Your mouth, your lungs. It's how your neurons fire. It's how your hands able to do this. It's literally your whole entire body. So when your whole entire body stops working, what do you call that?
Paralysis.
Yeah. So we were messing with Wabane, so you could have easily just like gotten it on your skin, and if you gotten like a nice amount of dosage, you could have paralyzed someone to death. Like their lungs stop working, their everything stops working. So it was really fun to just look at this and be like,
this stuff could kill me.
It's staring me at my face right now. What if I just? No, but it's very painful. It's very painful.
You can turn this into a biological weapon.
Mm-hmm. It's very funny because the deeper you get into science, science classes, like the level 400 classes, like the higher up ones, you start to realize how mentally insane a lot of biology majors are. Like my animal physiology professor, he's the coolest guy ever. His son does Smash tournaments. It's super cool. But he's talking, like, he goes on these tangents and he's like, he starts talking to himself. He's like, yeah, if you, you know, don't do this, guys. Like, if wabe, not good for you. But if you, you know, theoretically wanted to, you know, technically you need a higher dosage to impact your body and you'd have to make sure it's in the right place. And then you would have to worry about this. But it wouldn't really work fast enough. So you'd want to make sure you do this. And then he just starts basically telling you how to kill somebody. And it's the coolest thing ever. I love it.
Yep, here we are, college, and then here we have Darren, who is not a college boy. You freaking lucky bastard.
Oh, yeah.
Be happy about it.
Be happy about it. You don't have schoolwork to worry about.
I know.
At least you can clock out.
Clock in and clock out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, school, you can't really do that. You're constantly stressed.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're constantly stressed about other things, but you know what I mean. You can't really clock out of school. You can't be like, oh, like once I'm out, I cannot think about it. You have to constantly be checking your emails and shit and be like, okay, well, I have a million things due next week.
Yeah, it's like so, like, I have to look at my emails all freaking time in college, like, because I feel like even, like, this weekend was sort of my break, and I was like, I have to look at my emails still. It's like, it might be a break from college, but it's not a break from college.
Exactly. And when you're in the summer, all you're stressing about is the next semester and your classes that you have to do for the next semester. So,
yeah.
And even after college, you know what I'm going to be stressing about? The MCAT and internship and graduate school applications. So I'm not even out. And then after graduate school, which is 4 years, I have to worry about residency, which is 5 to 7 years.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And it's like hundreds of interviews. And basically residency, you don't get to choose what hospital you get to be a resident at. So you could be literally placed anywhere in the U.S. for 5 to 7 years. And you don't really have a choice.
That's a comforting thought.
It's kind of cool because, again, as I stated before, I don't really have the independence of being like, oh, if I wanted to leave right now, I could. If I wanted to get an apartment, I could. Because realistically, I could get an apartment, like a cheap apartment, like a one-bedroom, one-bath apartment with like a...
Yeah. Gesundheit.
Thank you. And you know, life would be fine, but I can't put my name on anything. I can't work. I can't do any of that. So,
is there a way to fight that?
No, I have immigration lawyers. We're just working on it. It's been a few years of working on it, but there's really nothing because of the current political state of the U.S. Regardless of what side,
I mean, we really don't get
both sides. There's regardless, like, we're not talking about. Like, one's better than the other. Nothing's better.
No.
Everything sucks. Life sucks.
Politics is the dookie.
I'm not looking forward to seeing all this stuff on social media.
I forgot. It's election year.
I hate stubborn arguments. People are so bad at debates. People come
in with this mindset. It's more just pointing fingers at each other.
Yes,
that's what it is.
We're gonna build a wall. It's gonna be a big, great wall.
Oh my gosh. It's so stupid because the thing is with debates and talking, you have to come in with an open mindset. You have to be very open with listening to the other person and considering what they say. Before anyone gets to even finish what they're saying, they're just like, oh, no, that's not wrong because this. No, you don't have to. Like combatively argue it. You're supposed to say, okay, I see what you're saying here and here, but there's this tiny bit of issue and how would you solve this part? But people don't know how to critically analyze things anymore because all they do is they have a sheep brain and they think, I like this person, therefore I'm going to go with whatever they say brainlessly and not reason with it whatsoever.
Exactly. People are like so ride or die with a lot of this stuff and it just irks me because I actually gotten people mad at me for being, because as I said, I'm not very political, more so, like, I'm not interested in it. But if I do, I'm very centralist because, you know, both sides have valid points. And people have gotten mad at me for, like, they call me, like, a fence sitter. I'm like, what?
That's so stupid because the thing is, you're not supposed to be one or the other. The country was literally built on, literally.
Wrong. That's wrong.
Yeah, no, it's literally, like, people talk about how it shouldn't be one extreme or the other. Nothing in life should be one extreme or the other. Your life shouldn't be all work. Your life shouldn't be all relaxing. Your life should be a balance of everything. Balance is something that should drive life all throughout. Balance of work, privacy, everything, food. You know, literally all of life depends off of balance. And if you can't find balance in your life, find balance in this, find balance in politics, then you're doing life wrong. I don't know what to tell you.
you're wrong for that.
Yeah, people just don't know how to control their lives. I mean, as soon as they lose control, they don't know what to do. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm so stressed all this time. And it's like, hey, man, you got to leave your comfort zone. Leaving your comfort zone is not going to be fun. But you got to do it, or else it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse.
It is. Speaking of which, that reminds me, I heard about this as well. I heard somewhere that they're planning to raise the retirement, like, you know, the age of retirement to 75. And I'm like, what the hell? Who wants to work until, like, they're, like literally old and, like, starting to, like, break down?
That's
like,
so... I dislike American work culture to an extreme.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's because, like, it's all work, work, work. And it's like,
all work. And the thing is, there's nothing wrong with working, but there's something wrong with, like, America not being able to find a balance of, like, we're stuck in the Renaissance era of people just constantly working. Like, people aren't able to find a balance in things, because what Americans, like, life does is they wake up early, they go to their work, they leave around 6, they eat dinner at 6, and then go to sleep around 9, realistically, like adults. And then they wake up early the next day. That's not how it should be, because you don't have any time for yourself, and all you're doing is looking forward to the weekend. And as somebody who's really big on philosophy, which could be literally just applied to really anything, regardless of what, like, religious status you are, or really any status whatsoever, is you shouldn't live your life looking forward to something. You should be able to live in the present and enjoy the little things during the present. Like, every day, you should be able to enjoy lunch. You should be able to enjoy coming home, all this kind of stuff. You shouldn't be exhausted and think, oh, I can't wait for Friday and Saturday. And then you're like, oh, it's Monday again, all this kind of stuff, just dragging along. What Argentina does specifically is we have siesta. Siesta literally directly translates to nap. We wake up early, go to work. During lunch, we come home, take an hour nap, go to work, leave around 6, hang out, do whatever at 6, maybe after work, you know, just relax, play video games, do all this kind of stuff, eat dinner around 10 or 9, and then hang out until, like, maybe 1, go to sleep, wake up early. It's really nice, because that's what I do. People think it's wrong. Of course, it's wrong for me to sleep at 6 a.m., but usually, you know, people are like, oh, why do you eat dinner so late? And it's like, because I, you know, my life doesn't stop after school. My life doesn't stop after work. I have more value to my life than that. And a lot of people, it's hard for people to get out of that mindset with especially American jobs and how much pressure you're being placed to be able to afford simple things, because inflation's literally killing us. It's so awful.
100%.
In this economy, you want me to buy a house? They're like, oh, why are you living with your parents at 22?
And our lowest goes for $400,000 for a 2-bedroom apartment. Yeah.
Psych, man. What the heck? Of course I'm going to be living with my parents. Are you kidding me?
Hey, and also when you live with your parents, food magically appears. Yeah, when you're living alone, you have to go buy your own food.
I have 2 rooms right here. One my bedroom. My bedroom has a bathroom. I have every single tool imaginable outside. I have a pool, a griddle, a smoker, a grill, everything. A yard, a dog. What do I need to move out?
A dog?
Yeah, I have a doggo. Aww. Her name is Bella. She's a German Shepherd.
I have one too. Her name's Pepper.
Pepper?
Mm-hmm.
That's the cutest.
Yeah. She's my girl.
Unfortunately, I don't want to bring that up, Gabe. I don't want
to. Oh, no, she's fine. She's not doing so hot at the moment, but that comes with age.
She still is a happy pupper.
Yes, she is. She still thinks she's...
Still excited over the smallest things.
Mm-hmm.
Still excited when I come in the door, so...
Also, Gabe, I'm not sure if you mentioned this on the pod. You got a cat recently, I saw.
I did.
You got a kitty?
I did. His name is Max. Which is probably the most generic name ever, but that's the only name I could think of for him.
That's cute, though. Well,
Gabe, get on my level and get 6 cats.
6?
No.
6 is crazy. Even Derek's like, huh? Okay,
that's kinda... Someone, an Escalade came by, threw the cat out, and left. So, I'm like, that made me mad, so
that's kinda I took him up. In.
I saw him peeking in through the window one day, and I'm like,
aw,
poor buddy. So now he lives with us. He's the happiest cat ever.
Yeah, that was sort of like my story with my how I got my cats. I know it kind of detailed, but I can detail it for you, Mickey. So there was a stray cat living pretty much where there was a stray cat that we fed. She was very friendly, and then it was becoming winter, and we felt really bad for her, so we brought her in. Turns out she was pregnant.
You just thought the cat was fat.
Yeah, well, the cat was starting to fat, but we were thinking because we're feeding it a lot. And my mom wakes me up on a Saturday. It was a literally Sunday midnight, and I'm like, Harrison, the cat's giving birth. I'm like, what?
Oh, it's spawning.
Yeah. But those kittens are the love of my life. Like, they helped me. They were sort of my therapy animal during a time where, the school that Gabe, Darren, and I went to, I witnessed a horrible accident that killed two students.
Huh?
Yeah, and they were sort of my comfort animal at the time. So I couldn't let them go.
Wait, what do you... There was
a suicide a month later, I'm pretty sure.
This happened like when I was like coming home, like literally the day the school was like ending, like the school day ended. There was a car accident right outside the school. I saw it happen, go down, and it killed two students. Like, and one of them I knew, like, I wouldn't say very well, but like I had a class like with them, and
you would chat with them every once in a while.
And it's like, damn.
That really kind of flips a switch into you and makes you realize how real everything is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like someone you know like that, and then something like that can just happen.
They're just gone. They're gone.
Yeah, it's like,
You can't call them or nothing. And it's just so sad. I have a friend from high school. He is the sweetest boy ever. We still keep in contact and catch up every once in a while. We were, I think this was 10th grade or 11th. I think this was 11th grade. We all went to the movies. It was like a group of maybe like six people. And my mom picked me up because, we were still at the age where, your mom picks you up and stuff. Mom picked me up. And then the next morning or that night, I think I found out that on the way, to pick him up, his mom got into an accident and, died. Which left a real... He is the happiest boy I've ever met. But I'm like, hey, man, you don't have to act like this. It's okay to be sad. You don't have to act like everything's okay. But I just can't imagine how at fault he feels. Because they were coming to pick him up from... So... Yeah. I sent him a message every Mother's Day to ask to hang out and be like, hey, are you free? Aww. But like now he's living his best life, traveling to Europe, making international friends. I'm like, hello?
Dang.
He's cool. He's cool as heck, man.
Anyways, the people you should worry about the most are the ones that aren't talking.
No, legit. Legit. He was the happiest guy ever. It's so scary. It's really hard to not come to like just kind of avoid death, but it's really important for you to come to terms with death and how real it is. Because the thing is, you also kind of have to realize, like, everyone dies at some point. So why do you need to be sad about it? It needs to be more so a celebration of life funerals. That's why I don't go to funerals. It's so depressing for what reason. I just want to enjoy thinking about them. I don't want to think, like, oh, like, they're gone now. It's so depressing. It's like, they're going to be gone eventually. Yeah. Everyone's going to be gone eventually. Everyone in here, we're going to be dead one day. Every conversation we have, gone in the mist with our brains.
Somewhere.
So it's important to just enjoy your presence and enjoy where you are right now instead of just constantly striving for the future, like how we were talking about, just like the hard work life in America is, you're constantly striving for being able to like have financial freedom, but you're never going to get that. So might as well just be able to enjoy the small times with you have with your coworkers, your lunch, your anything. It's just important to enjoy your present for a while.
Alrighty, so, Gabe or Darren, do you have, like, any other things to ask? Like, because I was thinking we can move on to some Q&A stuff that we can all answer.
No, I'm right here. That was pretty deep. So
I like talking about deep stuff. I like philosophy.
I do too. Really makes your brain think.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I'm suddenly motivated now. I'm gonna start doing everything. I'm gonna rule the world.
Yeah.
Then you get another 9. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Gabe's German came out.
I feel
anyway.
Cool as a world, y'all.
Oh my god.
Hans gets a Flammenwerfer.
Are you actually German?
A little bit. I have.
I'm from
German.
Argentina, so we're probably a little bit related.
Wow. Like 53rd cousin or something. I don't know.
53rd cousin.
Argentina.
I did do Ancestry though. That was fun to look at. I'm building up my family tree, doing little investigations and all that.
It's I always cool. do like doing the family tree stuff because I found like because I knew I was like half Asian, half white. Usually, like,
oh, Chinese. We know that. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Just because the it's, because it's when I go to the local pets when I go to the local pet store, there may be a shortage of cats and dogs, but I know.
Okay? No, not that. I meant because you look Asian, Harrison. Not because you eat animals.
The pet store? You mean the buffet?
PetSmart's just a buffet to me. Change.
Oh my gosh, PetSmart.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I am mostly Chinese. I found out I'm a bit Japanese, which I don't know how that got in there. Because if you know your history, Chinese and Japanese don't exactly have the best terms. And I am Dutch and Danish with a hint of German.
Why is Hannah Stream tagging me right now?
She is?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Look at them.
Oh my goodness.
Shame.
That's funny. Anyway, so yeah, we could just let me go through the Q&A stuff and then something we could all answer.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, someone asked us upcoming games that you guys are excited for. We could just go in
GTA 6.
GTA 6.
It's time. It's time.
I am so excited for big booty bitches and GTA 6 full immersion. I'm waiting for the VR mod for GTA 6 so I can just fully immerse myself in. I'm gonna be so upset if they don't add more stuff to the strip club because I'm tired of just walking in there and they all have the dance. I want variety, okay? I want variety of the dances. I want the variety of the walks. I want the variety of the woman. I could just leave my house, but that's not fun.
I'm excited for GTA 6 for like all the Florida stories that are like they said they're implementing into it. It's gonna be so freaking
alligator found in strip club in Florida.
Yeah, it's a lot of Florida lore.
Yeah,
maybe
a lot
some
of
inside jokes too.
Yeah, I think there was
one recently. I don't know if I mentioned it in the last podcast, but it's about a Taco Bell toilet violently exploding.
I know what you're talking about, and the guy's trying to sue or something.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, like,
I saw that in my feed. I'm like, what in the world? Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It's so funny. You know what I like to do in my spare time sometimes? Just look up Florida Man stories. Like, I'm pretty sure you all have done like Florida Man stories like on your birthday or something. Yep. I've done mine for one. Mine was what was it? Florida Man arrested for sniffing feet, and it's like, what the fuck?
Okay, this one is mine. A sword-wielding man accused of starting fire makes it rain in jail cell after arrest, police say. Huh?
What?
Wait, what? Yeah. Dude, the reincarnation of God over here. What the hell?
Okay, we're going to do mine. Let's see, how do I use this?
Make it a rain?
January 22nd. Let's see.
Sitting in front of his yard, holding a sword and chugging a bottle of rum upon responding to an active fire Thursday. He is literally...
Wow.
Oh, no, what'd you get?
A young man tried to prove his independence with robbing the gas station.
What?
I have a freedom of action, therefore I'm going to commit arson.
I'm going to rob this gas station right now.
Yes.
We are going to rob the gas station. Yeah. Oh my god.
Hold on.
That sounds like something stupid I would do.
Okay, yeah. What's mine? Yeah. Alleged Florida man foot sniffer arrested. All right, let's see. Florida man arrested with enough fentanyl to kill over 100,000 people, the sheriff of Florida says. What?
Let's Who has that in the what? My grandma's birthday. Let's see. Oh my. Florida man bites another man in the face after attacking him with a machete.
Okay, I think that's an entirely normal response.
Normal response. Darren, can you do this?
Oh, it's Darren, not Derek?
Darren, yes.
Oh, my fault. Why did you correct me, Darren?
If people call me all types of different things, they just screw my name up, so I'm just like, whatever.
Just whatever.
Origin story from Darren.
Okay. Anyway, Darren, did you look up one for a Florida man story on your birthday?
Florida story for my birthday?
Yeah. Put on your birthday and just say Florida man.
Just say like the month and the day and the.
Do I do the year too?
Click on the first thing you find.
No. You don't have to do the year.
Just the month and the day.
And just the first thing, the most ridiculous thing.
No, watch it be like the most tame thing. Like Florida man eats frog or something.
I think it's gonna be. Oh gosh, I don't think that's his reaction. I don't think his reaction says something tame.
All right, Darren, what did you get? What did you get?
Oh no, he's smiling. What is it?
What is it?
Into the mic, Darren.
What does it say?
Naked Florida man tries to start
Fight Club at a Chick-fil-A.
Okay, but did it start?
Wait. We can't read the bottom text. What does it say?
Read that bottom half.
The furnace is on behind me.
Oh.
Oh my god.
It says.
That's actually kind of funny.
It sounds like a plane.
It's not going to be on the whole night, but it says, deputies say he stripped down and kept yelling, look at my explicit. Saying that he was stripped naked.
Oh no.
Oh. Okay.
My gosh. Do you know what that reminds me of the Florida zombie story where some like guy who was like high on some sort of like drug or something.
Oh, the zombie drug. That was like what, 2018?
And he started eating the face. 2008. He started eating the face of a homeless guy or something.
Yeah, I remember reading that when I was very, very little, and me and my cousin would freak out because we were like, oh my god, the zombies.
It's time. It's gonna be the last of us. Oh no.
Yep. The clickers.
The clickers. Oh man. Anyway, so yeah, we could just answer one, but then we can just call it. The upcoming games. We did say GTA 6. First, as I said, as a Monster Hunter fan, I'm excited for Monster Hunter Wilds. I was so happy.
Didn't they show that in the game show?
Game Awards, the last thing. It was the last thing they showcased, and I was like hyped about it.
It looks so cool. Oh,
I am hyped.
My gosh.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm hyped, and yeah, most of that, and also GTA 6. I'm excited for that as well.
Those two take the cake.
Yeah, those two are like my highlights. you're freaking.
Thank you for your input, Darren.
Thank you, Darren, for your wonderful input. Furnace noises. Gabe, do you have any other games you're excited for?
Fallout 5, which is going to be a while.
GTA 6 also going to be a while.
Yeah, that's coming out, like, all of it. Like, Monster Hunter Wild is coming out in 2025. GTA 6 coming out in 2025.
2025 is going to be the year, guys. It's going to be our year.
It's going to be our year. Although, one thing I'm actually excited about, I'm pretty sure this is going to be out before the podcast comes out. I'm kind of a sucker for a lot of these indie horror games, especially Ooh. Poppy's Playtime. And Chapter 3 is coming out on the 30th, and I'm excited for that. I like the story. I like the lore. It kind of, like, to me, I'm a big horror buff. I do like some of that. Like,
oh, yeah. No, me too.
Yeah, and what Poppy Playtime is doing, I really do like. Like, it stands out from the other, like, mascot horror games in that sense. Like, it just encaptivated me with all the
Maybe
lore.
Maybe it's
and, like,
a new
theory.
Stream game. Who knows?
Ooh, yeah. I mean, it's on the wish list for Steam now because it literally comes out in 3 days as of this recording. But yeah.
Potentially, maybe.
Ooh, I would be excited to see that. So
what's another question?
Oh yeah, well, I could do another one real quick before we can. Let's see here.
Darren. I got this.
I'm just looking through all the. Oh my gosh, this is. Oh my gosh, I know.
Oh, there's a tiny one on it too. That's cool.
Someone asked us, "What would happen if you were all on a deserted island?"
We would kill each other.
If all of us were on a deserted island?
Let's just say all of us, like right now, on this.
I think I like to strategize, so I'd build a little house. It'd be really, really raggedy, but I'd like think of it as a really cool opportunity to finally, like, again, I'm very freedom deprived right now, so that's probably why I would see it as a very exciting thing where I'm like, oh, I can fish and I can do this, do that. I can build a cute little house. I can make it really cute inside, make flowers, a little garden, literally Pal World.
Just Pal World.
Realistically, I'll probably just take a nap all day until I face my inevitable death, you know?
I might just try a few oasis.
We'll all be thrown on the same island together. Hopefully not Epstein's Island.
Oh, God. Yeah. Epstein's Island's a different story.
Yeah.
I'll have
to pretend to be a man or something. Because what was it about? I'm 4'10", so, like, what was it about Stephen Hawking and...
oh, my gosh. Basically, what was Stephen Hawking? It was Stephen Hawking's fetish, apparently. What got him off, apparently, was...
Forced kids to do equations or something.
Yeah.
Basically, naked midgets writing equations on a whiteboard or something. I'm like, that's a
struggling to reach the top.
I'm like,
The Pythagorean theorem? Write it down.
Not the Pythagorean theorem. Okay, but what's a quadratic equation?
Plus c squared.
Quadratic equation. Now.
Oh no! Isn't that one negative with, like, b plus a or minus the
square root of 4?
Oh, quadratics! I hate those. No, my PTSD's coming back. No.
Oh my gosh.
Was that a body?
Oh, I'm sorry. The kids are escaping.
Oh no!
Round them up, Harrison. Get them back in there. They're not allowed to escape.
They're not allowed to escape. They're my labor anyway. I think we could call here. We've got around that time. Oh. So, Mickey, thank you for being on here. We were happy to have you on here.
It was fun. This was really fun to just chat and hang out.
Yeah, cool. It's basically monetized hanging out. It's just
no legit.
Man. Legit. Yeah, so do you guys have anything to say before we wrap up this podcast and I say the outro?
Yes.
Okay.
Mickey. Very nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too, Gabriel. Yeah. I hope you make very good use of the tissues behind you. With your nose.
Yes, clearly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what else other things you'd use tissues for. Maybe
I'm sure,
like,
the other gentlemen here have something in mind.
Yeah, anyway, Darren, do you had something to say?
No, not really, but it was very nice meeting you too.
Derek.
Yeah, the funny thing is, my church actually, like, messes my name up all the time, so they just call me D.
Oh.
Like, nobody knows my name. Oh.
You might as well just start.
It's not even a complicated name.
Of all places.
Yeah, well, people say like Derek or Darian for some reason. I don't know.
Church is supposed to be like knit communities that, like, you know.
Exactly. So, Darren, you need to start wearing a freaking t-shirt with your name on. That's what, now you're going to have to start doing.
Or the way to pronounce it. The broken down way to pronounce it, I think, would be better used.
Yeah, just like just that. Yeah. Again, Mickey, it was very nice having you on here. Like, this was a great time. I had a great time talking to you. It was fun. So, yeah, anyway, before I wrap this up, Mickey does Twitch. I'll put the link to, like, her Twitch and all your other socials in the description here.
Oh no, it's the whisk. Gunshots, so, yeah, you can get down!
Yeah, so yeah, the links will be in the description here. So yeah, go check her out. She's very entertaining. I found it brilliant. So yeah, I'll just say the outro here. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please share it around. Also download it on Spotify. Also follow our Instagram, Digital Pandemonium. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And also join the Discord. The link will be in the description. And until then, see you next time.
Darren looks like Mao Zedong.
Freaking hair.